1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxation was made with Cyrus, the governor of Syria. And all went out to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went out from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be taxed with this Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her first son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the end. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the great blessing, Lord, that we're not even able to comprehend what this Christmas season means to each and every one of us and for the world over. How that you was willing to come from the portals of glory down to this dark and weary world. But we thank you. We just want to ask you, Lord, to fill this place as you already with your spirit. Lord, the presence, Lord, we know that's here with us today in a mighty way. Father, we must just give you the honor and the glory and the praise. We just thank you for all the song service that we've heard this morning. Father, we just want to thank you for the prayers that went up, oh God. God, we just want to thank you now for this great scene, Lord, this day that we might see Jesus. And Father, as they had no room for him, we just pray that this Christmas season will make room for you. And Father, we just want to thank you for these prayers today. Thank you for the reading of the Word of God and the power of the Spirit of God. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and amen. And amen. No room for Jesus that first Christmas. That first Christmas when God, he consented himself down and he left heaven. That's what we call revelation. He revealed himself to us, how that mankind can know a God on this way is in Jesus Christ. If I want to make myself known unto you, I have to reveal myself unto you. And you see, if you want to know God this morning, if you really want to know God this morning, he will reveal himself to you. How well do you know God? How well do you want to know God? You see, just add up how much time that you spend wanting to know God. And you put it up against the things that you do in your life, and you'll really find out where your passion really lies. No room for Jesus. John 10:10 says, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The title, No Room for Jesus in the First Christmas. No room for him in that inn that he went in that day, Mary. It's a sad thing today. People don't want to know God, but Jesus Christ was God in human flesh. From the eyry palace of glory, I'm going to tell you down to the world of woe. To the atmosphere of the angels singing, down to the air of a stable stall. In the presence of angels, companies to animals, Jesus came. From the Father's house of glory to the feeding of cows in a stall or animals. The first thing his eyes must have saw. The first odor that his nose probably had smelled. And you see the first sounds his little ears must have heard while he was there in that stall. And this little tiny skin, soft as it was, but yet I wonder how it felt in those swaddling clothes. No room for Jesus Christ in the end that day. You see, Jesus Christ came to reveal himself, to make himself known unto you this day. No room for Jesus Christ in his birth. You know, there was no room for Jesus Christ in his life. And the only room there was for Jesus Christ was on a Roman cross 2,000 years ago. Buried in a borrowed tomb, the world has never had room for Jesus. The world won't have room for Jesus today. Isaiah 53:3 says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our face from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. We hid our face, as it were, from him. Today, people is hiding their faith from Jesus. 2,000 years ago, do you think this world has changed for the better to receive Jesus Christ? No room for Jesus Christ on that first day. And I suggest that reflection, as we see in the Word of God, reflects our day, except I believe it's even worse. No room for Jesus Christ. No room for Jesus Christ in his birth. I got to thinking about the reason, maybe, and it reflect upon our reasons today that there was no room for Jesus. No room maybe because of the ignorance. I don't think the innkeeper really knew who Jesus really was, or the Son of God was about to be born. Well, we can say, well, we couldn't blame him then if he didn't really know. You see, well, there are a lot of people who did know about Jesus Christ. They knew that he was about to be born. You see, ignorance is never innocent. Ignorance is never innocent. You ever been going down the road and maybe that speedometer got a little fast and then a little light come behind you and they pull you over and you say, I didn't see the speed sign. I didn't know it was that fast. And what they say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Ignorance is never innocent in the Word of God. Because some people knew. Mary knew. Joseph knew. Anna knew. Simeon knew. Isabella knew. You see, if you want to know him, he will reveal himself to you. Ignorance is not innocent today. If you want to know Jesus Christ today, all you have to do is open your heart to receive him. You say, well, I didn't know. Well, you know now. No excuse in yourself not to know the truth. It could have been of ignorance, but it also could have been of indifference. Just as it is today. Just imagine, you know, this pregnant girl. She's about to give birth, and they put her away there in that stall because they had no room. You see, the miracle birth, that is a miracle, is it not? The virgin birth. But you know, there was another miracle that happened that day. And that is, this young lady made the way for about 90 miles, according to the scriptures. You mothers, 90 miles before you give birth, from here to Jacksonville, on a donkey. Was that a miracle in itself? 90 miles on a donkey, and then in a cow stall. No room for Jesus Christ. Makes me think about this man that was traveling, and he stopped by this motel, and he wanted a room there, and they said, you know, we have no room. He said, well, I need a room real bad. He said, well, we don't have no room. He said, well, what if the President of the United States would come here this night? Would you have room for him? And they said, yeah, we'd have room for him. He said, well, he's not coming. I want his room. Always room for other people, always room for other things, but I have no room for Jesus. Isn't that something? No room for Jesus Christ. You see, it might have been the reason because of involvement. Just didn't want to take time. Because you see, replacing the King of Glory with the King of what? Well, I believe the King of Old Dollar today, King of Greed, he'd been replaced by a lot of things today. Jesus Christ, would you say he have? No room for Jesus Christ in his birth. You know what? There was also no room for Jesus Christ in his life along the way as Jesus Christ was on this earth. You see, they begrudged Jesus Christ in so many different ways. They begrudged Jesus Christ in his birth, you know, because he had to be born in a stable. King Herod already also begrudged Jesus Christ because, you see, he begrudged his title as a king. And he wanted to kill him and slay all the babies to make sure he killed that king. They begrudged him in the honor and the fame that he should have because they just called him just the carpenter's son. The old Pharisees also begrudged him for this power when he casted out demons. You know, they said he does that with the prince of demons Beelzebub. You see, he was the Lord of the seventh, and yet, you see, they begrudged him by curing and helping people on the seventh day. You say they begrudged him of that alabaster box of ointment that Mary broke and put upon his head and anointed his feet that day. Oh, Judas said it ought to have been sold to help the poor. They begrudged that Jesus Christ in the hour of his prayer before the cross and in the Gethsemane, and they came there with spears and stays to arrest him. You see, they begrudged Jesus Christ in the clothes that he wore. They stripped him naked and they cast lot for his clothes. And then they begrudged Jesus Christ while he's on the cross of Calvary. He says, I thirst. They begrudged Jesus Christ a drink of water, and all they could give him was vinegar. They begrudged Jesus Christ in his death and hastened that spear into his side. They begrudged Jesus Christ in his resurrection, and that somebody stole the body of our Lord. You see, there was no room for Jesus Christ in his birth. There was no room for Jesus Christ in his life also, and even today, no room for Jesus Christ. And it says in Psalms 2:2-3, the king of this earth set himself, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away the cord from us. You see, they want to cast away everything that makes them think about Jesus Christ in this world. You think it's a war on Christmas? It's not a war on Christmas. It's a war on Jesus Christ. The war has been going on many, many years, and it'll go on until the Lord of Lords comes back to this earth and put an end of it. And that Psalm 2 tells us exactly what's happening. It says, you know, there's no room in this life. There's no room in the government of this day and no room at that day. Because the Jews says Caesar is king, and they chose, you know, to have peace with Caesar than have peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have the government changed today? United States, have our government changed? Isaiah 96 says the government shall be upon his shoulder. You see, he's an unwanted guest today in the White House, the State House, and a lot of church houses, a lot of homes today. He is a very unwanted guest today. In the educational world, we thank the Lord for the Christians teachers that we have across our country, especially in our county. But the intellect has no room for Jesus Christ. We have plenty of room for teaching evolution, that man come from an animal or from a bunch of blog of dirt. But have no room for the Ten Commandments or the Bible in school. Jeremiah 4:22 says, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are silly children. They have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. You see, they have room to teach homosexuality, and you see it on television that people say that, well, they can't help it. They was born that way. God said it's sin. Have no room for our social world and material world today. In Jacksonville, Florida, they're having the great game, ball games in the stadium of Mayfield with people that knows Jesus Christ, but they don't have no time for Jesus Christ. This Christmas season today, do you have time for Jesus? Even in our church life today, do you have time for Jesus Christ? You see, in our church life, we have a good number present here this morning, but across our nation, a lot of churches might not even have church today because it's too close to Christmas. Attendance is down usually at this time of the year. Offering is down, and we know evangelism is down. In the religious world, they have no room for Jesus Christ. But Revelation chapter 3:20 says, Jesus speaking, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will have supper with him and he with me. Jesus Christ is ascribing the church age at the last time before he comes back to this earth. Laodicea is a time. Whenever you see Jesus Christ is on the outside and he's knocking, he wants to come in. He's been excluded now. You see, the religious world, the institution today, they deny the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Many of them is called Christian today, but the real word for them is grape nuts. You know these cereal grape nuts? Because it's not grape and it's not nuts. And they're not Christians. Denying the virgin birth. In our homes, in our family, in our personal today. You see, we may not be hostile to Jesus, but you may have just indifference and too busy to have room for Jesus in our life this Christmas season. You think about that. We room for presents, and we got room for gifts, and we got room for the tree, and we got room for meals, and we got room for friends and families and parties, but do we have room for Jesus? Jesus Christ made room for us. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He made room for us in his heart. He made room in his birth. Emmanuel, God with us. God understands our loneliness. Anyone is ever lonely, they know that they got Jesus Christ, God with us. He said that I know that you're lonely because I was forsaken by everybody, even the Father in heaven. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? God forsake his Son that you and I will never have to worry about being forsaken by God. Jesus Christ is with us forever. God with us. He made room for us in his birth because he's the cure of our sinfulness. He came to save us from our sin. And that is sanctification, as I told you Wednesday night. God in us. The cure for life emptiness. When all these material things that you have, maybe when your health and wealth is gone, it's all washed away and you don't have anything else but Jesus Christ. I tell you, Jesus Christ is in us. He's a cure for emptiness. When the nation of Israel took that first Passover meal in Egypt, and it says for every family and every person was to eat that Passover lamb. And that lamb was a picture of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When the nation of Israel walked out, the nation of Israel walked out of Egypt, did you know every person that walked out, they walked out with that lamb inside of them. They partook of the Passover. And I want to tell you here this day, you're walking with Jesus Christ inside of you. Why? Because God is in us. God is with us. God is for us. In this Christmas season, I want you to know that God is in us. We want to thank you, Lord, for his life. He made room for us in his death. He made room for us in his life. Now, you want to make room for him. If you do, there's three factors that you need to understand. The fellowship factor. Hebrews 13 and 12 says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify his people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. He suffered without the gate. As we sing that song, on a hill far away. Why do we sing it on a hill far away? Because Jesus Christ suffered outside the gate. He's always pictured outside. Even Revelation, as he's knocking on the door, and here today, Jesus Christ is far away from a lot of people. He's far away from the people of the world. He's far away from a lot of Christians today. He's so far away. But he says we should come close. Verse 13 of that Hebrews says, let us go forth therefore unto him. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. And this 14 says, for here have we no continuous city, but we seeking one to come. Abraham says, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. He came to make you a place, in a place called heaven. And I tell you, this world is passing away as we know it. And Jesus Christ says that I must leave you and go away. I must go away, and I'm going to go away and prepare a place for you. When I get that place prepared, I'm going to come again and receive you into myself. That where I am, you shall be also. The fellowship factor with Jesus Christ. He's coming again. But not only that, the faithfulness factor we have. Will this world have room for Jesus Christ? If you stand for Jesus Christ in this world, will it have room for you? Well, most of us watched that television program, Duck Dynasty. This man stood up and read from the Word of God, and they wanted to put him on the cross and crucify him. And all he said was homosexuals, according to the Bible, is lost and on their way to hell. You see, all sinners without knowing Jesus Christ is in the same condition. He just said what the Bible said. That they don't want to acknowledge that, the Word of God. So he stood up for Jesus Christ, and they have no room for this man. And if you stand up this day, the world will have no room for you also. Why? John 15 and 19 says, if you were of this world, the world would love his own. But because you are not of this world, but I have chosen you out of this world, therefore the world hateth you. The worldly system without Jesus Christ. And then we have the future factor here, the fellowship factor and the future factor. Now, the world has no room for Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, today do you have room for him? Jesus Christ says for us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that prayer will be answered. It will be answered. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord as water that will cover the earth, Jesus Christ shall reign. The little feet that was scratched that day by the straw, maybe, also those little feet was pierced by nails on Mount Calvary. But those same feet will touch down again on this world. The same feet that we know of is going to rule and walk upon the enemies of this world. And we know the swaddling clothes that he was wrapped in. And the word says swaddling clothes because that's burial cloth. And that same clothes that scratched that baby will be exchanged from the glory of light that Jesus Christ has clothed in this day. And then every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And they'll know then that Jesus Christ is who God said he was. Are you looking for Christmas this season? Are you looking for Jesus? And that's going to make the difference. You need to make room for Jesus. Sadness, as I thought about this Christmas season, as I see that there's so many people have no room for Jesus. And a lot of those who are Christians this day have no room for Jesus. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart this day that we have a church that really believes in Jesus and the Word of God. We want to thank you so much as we come with a song for invitation, Brother Marshall.